An extremely important topic that needs to be addressed is veteran suicide rates. The percentage has been increasing significantly since 2005 and 2007. These rates are especially high in those who served in Operation Enduring Freedom and those who sustained injuries or trauma. The unfortunate truth is that soldiers can take major physical and mental damage when serving in the military. This can lead to them making decisions that change not only their lives, but those around them. I believe it's our duty to ensure they get the help they need to ensure these horrible tragedies need not continue to happen. I'm Josh Gomez, and I'm here for the soldiers. A soldier has a high chance of experiencing PTSD or mental illness in general while serving in the military. This mental illness can, unfortunately, lead to suicide. This hurts not only the soldier, but their families. It's an extremely important point because they may think they're only hurting themselves, but in reality, everyone around them is hurt. It's a massive impact. According to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, 11 to 20% of those who served in Operation Enduring Freedom experienced PTSD. 12% of those who served in the Gulf War experienced PTSD. And 15% of those who served in the Vietnam War experienced PTSD. These are just a few examples, and that's not including those who didn't want to speak up of their PTSD or mental illness. I believe these rates are dangerously high and deserves our attention. We owe it to them, but why is help not being offered to them? The military has been pressured for a while now to ensure service members have access to mental health, pressure that ultimately has been largely ignored. A quarter of military members have at least one mental health condition, and the military branch with the highest suicide rates is the U.S. Army. So why can't they get help? A regular psychiatrist, or any of us for that matter, will never fully understand what veterans and service members have had to go through. So what do they have left? Drugs or alcohol? Those only temporarily numb the pain, and they're not good for you in the end. I aim to help end the pain altogether. I think these issues are wrongfully ignored. Is because less than 5% of the U.S. population serves in the active military. Only about 20% of the jobs in the military see combat. And it's hard to relate with the issues they face. We can't ignore this while people are hurting and the loss of life is still happening. The aim of this project is to bring a community together through a website similar to any other kind of social media. This will be a place where veterans and soldiers and families can come together to share stories and confide in each other. This will also be a place where anyone can come to learn and raise awareness of the stories and people, so others can begin to understand the hardship soldiers face in the military. This will be a place of encouragement and safety. I can't stand around and watch while too many people are getting hurt. A family member of mine served in the military. They have experienced PTSD and fights for the same thing I do. I want to make sure people like them have a safe place to turn and people to talk to. No man is an island. The best thing we can do is become a community. Shame on us if we force each other to face this alone. I hope we can come together. If so, we'll make it just fine. Thank you.